One of the biggest questions we receive is, how can I reduce the amount of taxes I pay in retirement? And the answer isn't just about what you earn, it's about how and when you take your income. In retirement, your taxable income can come from many different places. Dividends, interest, and capital gains from investment accounts, your Social Security benefit, distributions from IRAs, 401ks, and other retirement plans, required minimum distributions, also called RMDs, and pensions. Each of these income types is taxed differently, and they can push each other into higher tax brackets. Let me give you a quick example. Social Security benefits may sound tax-free, but in reality, up to 85% of your benefits can be taxable, depending on your other income. At least 15% is always tax-free, but for many retirees, the rest gets taxed just like ordinary income. The type of accounts you saved in also matters. If your 401k contributions were pre-tax, then every dollar you withdraw in retirement is taxable. If you used Roth contributions, those withdrawals may be partially tax-free. And if you've made after-tax contributions, things get even more complex. Here's where it gets interesting. Some strategies that reduce taxes early in retirement can actually lead to higher taxes later, either for you or your beneficiaries. That's why we look at minimizing taxes not just year by year, but over your entire lifetime. For example, if you want to support charities, you might benefit from tools like donor advised funds or qualified charitable distributions from your IRA. These can help reduce your taxable income while supporting causes you care about. And for many of our clients, we often explore Roth conversions early in retirement. This means moving money from a traditional IRA or 401k into a Roth IRA, paying taxes now at lower rates so you can avoid large RMDs and potentially higher taxes later on. But these conversions need to be done carefully. Why? Because things like your Medicare premiums can increase if your taxable income goes too high. That's why planning ahead is so important. The bottom line, what works for one person might not be the right solution for someone else. It all depends on your goals. Do you want to spend freely in the early years of retirement on travel or gifting to family? Or is leaving a legacy for your children or your grandchildren more important to you? Or maybe it's a mix, enjoying your retirement now while still thinking about your future self and your loved ones. At the end of the day, strategies like Roth conversions, donor advised funds, and qualified charitable distributions can be incredibly effective tools, but only when they're used in the context of a long-term plan. A plan that's built around your goals, your values, and your vision for the future. If you would like help building that plan, we're here for you. Thanks for watching, and feel free to share this video with someone who's thinking about their retirement taxes too.